Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Thursday morning. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We will have Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com with us later this hour at 7:30. We'll get his observations on what he's seen from the Titans to this point in camp, and specifically this week as the pads have come on. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will be with us at 8 o'clock, getting into all things NFL. Rex Ward shaking his head over there.
Well, here's one. You know, this one is kind of unfortunate, but then again, it's also, I mean, I don't know what to think about this. Logan says, I got married the day the Titans lost to the Bengals in 2021. The whole reception consisted of every man there huddled around phones watching. Still the worst, best day of my life. On the one hand, it's not like you know for sure, like when you schedule that wedding date, obviously you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know for sure. You know, yeah. I mean, it's a playoff. Of course, it is a January wedding too, which, I mean, don't see, I know some people like that. Yeah. Some people like that stuff. I personally wouldn't want a wedding in January. I mean, I guess around here you could be fine.
Yeah.
But that's a toughie, man.
That is a toughie.
That's a toughie, especially it's like, there were some people who were pissed off at your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
There were some people who were in a bad mood. Hopefully, you know.
Now, granted, it's hard to predict because, like, number one, you don't know your team's going to be in the playoffs when you schedule the wedding.
Now,
number
two, that year, the Titans were very – we knew the Titans were going to be in the playoffs, but yeah.
But number two, like, it's divisional weekend, and you could be playing on the Saturday or the Sunday, and you don't know which one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's hard.
There's
to,
some grace
it's hard
given to Logan.
Blame Logan, I guess. That's a tough break, though.
It is tough.
I hope the marriage is going well, Logan. That's what matters.
That really is. So, Joe, I've got a scenario to throw your way that Titans fans will not want to hear, will not want to talk about, but I also think could be reality. And let me be clear here. I'm not basing this on the last 2 days of practice at camp because I think this is a plausible scenario regardless of the way that Cam Ward had been performing at camp. The bottom line is sometimes rookie quarterbacks come into the league and they're just not very good, right? I mean, we've talked about the Josh Allen example 1,000 times. He wasn't very good as a rookie. He wasn't very good as a second-year player either. And then all of a sudden he was. He was very good. So just because, like, a rookie quarterback comes in and doesn't look very good does not necessarily doom their career to failure. So I think it's important to keep that in mind. But, you know, one thing I've been thinking about this week, obviously Titans fans are really excited and hopeful for Cam Ward. Beyond that, I don't really sense a whole lot of buzz and or excitement about this team and really about what this season can be from Titans fans. Like, it's pretty much exclusively, hey, how good's Cam Ward going to be this year? Like, I don't think they're even like the staunchest Titans fans that, and I'm not talking to people that are just totally unrealistic that think they're winning the Super Bowl every year. But I think most Titans fans have a pretty good grasp that, all right, this team is not very talented, and if things go really, really, really well, maybe they can win 7 or 8 games this year, right? Like, I think that's where most Titans fans view this team. So, having said all that, like, what if it becomes pretty clear early in the year that Cam Ward either just isn't ready to play or isn't very good early in his career, right? Like, that's a possibility. It is very possible that Cam Ward, as the number one overall pick, steps in and just really struggles. And maybe some of that's him. Maybe some of that's the situation around him, the coaching staff. Does the offensive line play well? Does he have any receiver outside of Calvin Ridley that can catch the ball on a consistent basis? There's a lot of things that are question marks around him heading into all this. But what if he's just not very good in year one? Like, how are Titans fans going to react to that on a team and in a season where there's not a whole lot of other reasons to watch this football team other than the quarterback right now, in my opinion? And I get that sense from most Titans fans that I talk to as well.
Yeah, well, it's going to be tough. I still think it's like, you know, to me, it's like if you're really invested – and you don't see, like, from even if you take, like, September to October, you know, go month by month segments, do you see any hope. If it's all like there's just bad, bad, bad. I think if it's bad, 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 at some point maybe, you know, maybe. And again, then it's like, okay, what's bad? Just him, or like it's like the whole offense is dysfunctional.
Yeah,
and we're gonna in that thing like with Levis last year. It's like, well, how can you really blame the guy? I think you can, but I agree that he had bad. So I think that's part of it too. But if he's just bad and then doesn't get any better, yeah, it's going to be – it doesn't doom him. It doesn't doom his career. But I think it's going to be a pretty brutal experience. I guess I would also ask if, like, if – let's say through camp, he doesn't – he keeps struggling. He keeps throwing picks, all that stuff. I mean, is there any scenario in your mind where it makes sense to not start him in the opener?
It's hard for me to get there. Based, and I think some of that's just based on what you've also got there around him. But, I mean, look, if you're Callahan and Brinker and Borgonzi and you get through camp and it just becomes clear to you that he's not ready, would you not be better served at that point rather than just throwing him out there? Would you not be better served to maybe take a week or two with Brandon Allen as your starting quarterback? And think about going that way. Again, I don't really want to do that. That does not sound fun to me, and that's purely selfish on my part of I don't want to watch Brandon Allen play quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. I'm sorry. Like if Cam, look, I'll be honest with you. If Cam Ward's not the quarterback for this team this year, I really don't care about watching this team. I understand it's my job.
I think very few people will.
Yeah, like I understand that, you know, it's the local professional football team around here. But if Cam Ward ain't playing, there's really not very much reason for me to watch this team. Like it's not exciting to me. So you can't base your decision on that if you're the Titans. But that would be, to me, disappointing if you get all the way through the camp and the realization is, man, I just don't know if he's ready to go. I think we might have to start the season with Brandon Allen.
Yeah. I mean, I just – to me, the only way that I would really consider not starting him is, yeah, certainly, I guess if it's bad, if it's real, real bad in the next few weeks, it's like, okay, look, like let's pump the brakes. And he has made you rethink it. But I would probably only if it's the bad around him, if it's you start playing these other teams and it's like, no, this offensive line isn't fixed.
Yeah.
This offensive line isn't fixed and there's no one out there than Ridley and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Dan says, why is no one asking Callahan about the run game? Why is no one talking about it at all? Cam won't do it. The run game's fine, Dan. I mean, I don't – like, people – like, it's just – that is, again, one of the few things about this team that I can say should at least be okay.
Yeah.
Should be solid. Should be fine.
I mean, it's not Derrick Henry back there, but, yeah,
no,
they should
Tony
be fine.
Pollard's good. Yeah. The offensive linemen that they have are they are certainly built to be run blockers, I think, for the most part across the board. So, the run game – should be fine, but you still, can you protect? Can you make explosives in the pass game? I mean, can your quarterback play be good?
I can tell you how this is going to work, too. Let's play this scenario out and say that Cam Ward just doesn't play very well throughout the year. This is how this process is going to go, especially with the fans, Joe. It's going to be like, well, it's the coach, right? Like, it's immediately going to go to Callahan, and that may or may not be true. I guess we'll find out if Cam Ward doesn't play well. But that's what's going to happen. It's not going to be like no one's going to look at it and say, boy, Cam Ward, not very good. They're going to say, this coach sucks. Let's get a new coach in here and then go from there. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's not. But I just think on the surface, like there seems to be – I know he's the number one overall pick. I know most people expect him to play. I expect him to play immediately this year.
He'll play.
And I think that's the Titans' plan. And look, Brian Callahan, even the other day, got up there in the press conference and started talking about, you know, young quarterbacks and how you have to play, right? And how you have to see live bullets and work your way through some of that stuff. So they're going to play him.
Which totally supports, by the way, like Nick Suss's story.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Right. So they're going to play him. Like I would be very surprised if week one Brandon Allen trots out there. But there is also a scenario where he's just not very good this year. And I just wonder what the reaction from Titans fans is going to be if that's the case. And again, as you said, you can find examples in the league of rookie quarterbacks that were not very good and then they turn it around later in their career. I don't know how it's going to go with Cam Ward, but I feel like we're not talking about that possibility enough of, yeah, what if he's just not very good this year? What if you look at it and you're like, ooh, he's not exactly where I expected him to be this year?
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously the last couple of days, at least it's a good kind of reminder that that's possible.
It is possible.
Jared on the YouTube chat says, Callahan's been very vocal about how QB has to learn in the game. There's no way he doesn't start week one. And listen, if it's because he's struggling, I agree. Like, how is he getting better? So how is he getting better this year? It's like, you know what? Brandon's better than you right now. We're going to play Brandon. How does Cam Ward get better? He's going to take those mental reps, right. Butch Jones. He'll watch that film, and he'll get on the practice. I don't see how you get better if you're not playing. So, and again, the huge difference between him and Anthony Richardson is the amount of football played. It's worlds apart. So I can't buy, this guy just is. He might just not be good. You need him to get better, and I don't think you get better if you're not playing football.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A lot of your thoughts to get to on this. We'll take more of them on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll continue the discussion on Cam Ward coming up next. Robbie and Rex Rowe, 1025 The Game. .1025 The Game and Souls for Souls have teamed up for a back-to-school fundraiser. Souls for the 615 to provide new shoes for kids experiencing homelessness in Nashville. You can help a child in Middle Tennessee step into the new school year with confidence by donating $20 for a new pair of athletic shoes. For more information and to donate, visit thegamenashville.com/shoes. Souls for the 615, sponsored by Macero and 12 South. Go check them out for handcrafted cocktails, bold plates, great happy hour, and elevated hospitality. Taking your thoughts on Cam Ward and the Titans at 615-737-1025. Paul Kuharsky will be with us here in just a few minutes at 7:30. So looking forward to that conversation with him. Charles Robinson coming up at 8 o'clock. Let's head to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Mark in Nashville to the program. Mark, good morning, buddy. How we doing?
Yeah, what's up, Robbie? Your friend, Mark, from Nashville. That's him.
That's him.
That's me, Rob.
There he is.
What's up, dude? How you doing, Joe?
Good, man. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, all right, you won your debate yesterday, man. I didn't get to listen to it.
Yeah, I actually couldn't do it. So hopefully Jared won against himself. I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Sometimes
he does.
Okay. we're gonna have to get back. We're gonna have to get back on that, Joe. I'm gonna have to get you motivated, man. I need to see you reel off several of them. Just dominate, still, man. That's all I want to see. But hey, Tennessee Titan fans, relax with Cam. I mean, yeah, I know he's struggling out there a little bit and whatever, whatnot, but, I mean, he's just a rookie. He's got to learn the game. I tell you what, though, Robbie Joe, I hate to admit this because of who it came from, but I have to kind of agree with Steelman. He may need to sit out the first couple of games, Joe. Maybe bring him in week three, week five. If he continues struggling like this, I would keep on. I would do that with Cam and not rush it because I mean he's with a lame duck coaching staff this year and I know the pressure's on Callahan to win right now, so he's got to ride with him. But I mean you don't want to destroy him or ruin him. I mean you want to give him a chance to have success and be good. So that's like I said, I hate to agree with Steelman. I hate that with a passion, but he's right. That's what you need to do is let him maybe set. Week three, one through five, one through three. Just let him get used to the speed of the game. Maybe that would help him. Maybe that would help him with his progressions and reads. Maybe he'll cut down on the mistakes. But hey, man, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Mark.
I just wanted to get that across. See you later, Robbie.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks, Mark.
All right.
I mean, look, I have no idea if that's the proper route they should take. Like, I mean, I guess if he gets through all of camp and he's just throwing picks all over the place and you feel like he's not ready and he's not seeing things at the level he needs to see things, then maybe you have a conversation about it if you're the Titans. Again, if I'm a Titans fan, if I'm me watching that and Cam Ward's now out there playing, like, you guys call me when you decide to put him on the field. I'll start watching at that point. Not that that's where they're going to base their decision on, but I go back to what you said. You know, if he can protect himself out there, and more importantly, if his teammates around him can protect him and the offensive line is better, then how's he going to improve, right? Like, doesn't he need to see some of this going on out there?
Yeah, I think that I mean, think about that from a practical standpoint too. So are they going to go all through? This is kind of like, think about the Mariota Tannehill thing. Everybody got all mad at Dino Rossini, but it was like, well, Tannehill's not taking any ones reps at all. So I Marcus is going to start the season as a starter. Like, that's obvious. Like, why would Vrabel sit here and say, okay, Marcus, you're with the ones. Ryan, you're with the twos. The season starts. Okay, Ryan, you're with the ones.
Yeah.
So are they going to give Brandon Allen any reps with the ones and work with those guys at all? They're just going to – I mean, right now, it's Cam getting those reps. Yep. If at some point during camp that switches and they start splitting the reps a little bit, well, then that tells you.
Yeah, that'll tell you right there.
But I don't think you're going through camp with this, with the whole plan, clearly, of starting Cam, and then he struggles and you decide, nah, let's not – I think that if you go through camp again and you're like, oh, crap, Dan Moore actually can't block anyone. Latham isn't any better on the right side. The center situation without Cushenberry is whatever. And then, okay, fine. Then I think you talk about it. If it's his performance, unless it's just like, what have we done drafting yep. this guy?
Right.
I don't think that they're going to depart from the plan, and I don't think they should.
Well, got a few thoughts on this. One texter says, based on his coaching staff and roster, it's a probability that Cam isn't good this year. Another texter, Matt, says, I'm not worried about Cam being good. I'm worried about him not being capable of being good. So, in other words, if Cam's not good this year, don't really care about that. Does he show some flashes? We got a lot of that on the text line. Are there flashes throughout the process where you're like, huh, okay, maybe he's got something?
I mean, there will be flashes because he's talented. Like, he will make some throws without question where you're like, ooh, look at that throw. I mean, Levis did the same thing.
Sure.
So, like, anybody
want to get
anybody who's drafted at this point in any draft was going to be able to show flashes.
Well, and the bottom line is, and I don't know how the front office will feel about this, but the fan base, for sure, I said it earlier, all of the struggles on the offensive side of the ball this year, Cam Ward is going to be the last one to get blamed, all right? Whether that's fair or unfair. With the fan base, Cam Ward will be the last one to get blamed this right. year. It will start with Callahan, and it'll go down from there. But that's just where they're at right now. When you're 3-14 last year, and you looked, frankly, as outmatched as they did at times a year ago, the coach, the minute that things start to go wrong this year, is the one that's going to be in the crosshair.
No question. Now, this also brings up to your point about, like, it'll never be Cam's fault. I got Robert and Wes on the text line sitting here saying, I mean, Wes is like, don't y'all think Levis might have been better if they wouldn't just thrown him out there when Tannehill got hurt because of a terrible offensive line? I feel like I think we got enough sample size of what Levis is right now as a player.
Probably not.
Go back and watch the Cincinnati game. Go watch the Cincinnati game last year. Were there some times where he was under pressure? Yeah. There were also some times where he had about as clean of a pocket as it gets, where he just throws it right to the other team. Like, he just doesn't see stuff.
Yeah. I'm not ruling out Levis having a redemption at some point. I just don't totally understand. But it's just like, I don't understand how some people are going to remember Tannehill as trash. I don't understand anybody who thinks right now that they didn't get enough of a look at Levis to think it was time to move on. Cam will get more. Cam will get more of a look than he did because Cam went with the top overall pick in the draft.
Correct.
There's no question about that.
That's how it works in the NFL. I mean, look at how many – I mean, Anthony Richardson was the number 4 pick in the draft, and he's been pretty awful to this point, and they're still probably going to trot him out there this year. And the GM we just talked about last hour is like, yeah, I still believe in him, baby. He's going to be fine at some point. It's like, well, running out of time there, bud.
Year 8, it's gonna really look good around here. Texter says, I don't care if he stops throwing picks. I still think we should sit him. I don't know why in the hell the NFL wants to throw rookies in game 1. Most times that ruins a rookie. But okay, so again, tell me the evidence of that. We just went through an entire study that Nick Suss did a great job of everything from in the Super Bowl era of first-round quarterbacks. Most times that ruins a rookie. The only thing I can think of when it's like, oh, that ruined him, and I don't even know for sure, he might have sucked. He might have gotten sacked 8 times as a rookie. He might have sucked. David Carr.
Yeah.
That's the one where you're like, yeah, man, if you can't protect a guy, how is that going to help him? But what most times that ruins a rookie. Again, I watched Matthew Stafford, a terrible, terrible team, couldn't protect him, sucked. They went 0-16 the year before. He showed flashes. He was pretty good. He got hurt because he kept getting hit. Where's Matthew Stafford today? If you're good, I think we're going to find out that you're good.
I would think so. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Paul Kuharsky will be with us coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Thursday morning, talking some Titans. And to help us do that, we head to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our man Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com. PK, good morning, brother. How we doing?
I'm well, boys. Looking forward to maybe getting back in the building if I can have a good performance here.
Yeah, looking forward to that as well.
Don't offend me.
PK, let's start with your observations of Cam Ward this week. Obviously, it does not sound like things have gone particularly well for Cam Ward and the offense so far this week. Your thoughts on what you've seen and your concern level at this point if you're a Titans fan and you're watching and hearing the way that practices went for Cam Ward this week.
Well, look, the offense has not been crisp these last 2 days by any means. You know, the defense has cranked things up to make things difficult for him. So you factor that in. And then, you know, they emphasize that he's trying things they wouldn't necessarily try in a game. So you splash that in. Even with those two things, you would like to see better. And on the second point, you know, this is a rookie. I don't necessarily understand why a week into training camp you're doing so much trying of things you wouldn't try in a game. You need to get down the things you would try in a game before you're expanding the envelope so much. So, you know, it's a week. I think it's silly to be super concerned and to think he doesn't have it. You know, they've got a long time of training camp and everything, but they've got 3 practices before they go to Tampa. And if the offense continues like this and they go to Tampa, they're going to embarrass themselves against the Bucs.
Okay, so first of all, when you say the offense, tell me, other than we know Cam Ward's throwing too many picks, you mentioned maybe the low arm angle sometimes can hurt him, you know, low throws, whatever. But beyond him, who isn't playing well? What isn't working with the offense? And also, PK, do you read an additional Friday padded practice as Brian Callahan saying, I'm not happy with the work getting done out here, so we're going to do more work?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about it, but maybe. I think, you know, the whole offense functioning, it is now a weekend, I think you could say, kind of flat. And I am, you know, I've mentioned this before, from the Vrabel school of energy belief, I have come to believe that energy does not come from guys standing around whooping it up or making noise. It comes from plays. And, you know, there are a share of plays, but big plays get things going. And I don't know that there have been a big enough share of the kind of plays that get guys going. And then I don't know that when they've made plays, guys have got going enough. And that's something to begin to monitor a week in. So, I mean, there are plays being made, but, you know, you're more likely to see I feel like at this stage, Kevin Winston laying a hit that's borderline, maybe, or you know, or one of these interceptions or tipped balls, than you are something that gets you excited on offense.
So okay, so just again, so what on the offense right now would you think that they might have a real problem, like with Tampa Bay, but also with this energy? And I think that's an interesting point you make about it's really more about plays than the woofing or whatever. Is this an indictment of Callahan? Is this on coaches for not bringing enough at times? Is this on, like, or is this more like they need more guys who are setting the tone as players on the field?
Yeah, I don't know who – I think – I mean, this is the first time I'm kind of thinking this through. And so I think it's Cam-related, right? I mean, it starts with Cam, who's the tone setter on offense. It's hard for it to be a guy that doesn't have the ball in his hands. And right now, in these two practices, which is, what, two-fifths of what they've done, it's been hard for things to get going. Now, you know, when Chig doesn't run the right route and there's an interception as a result of that, it goes down on the stat sheet as a Cam Ward issue, and it's not. But because he's not playing particularly well around that, it's easy for that to kind of impact the bottom line. And then the other thing was, guys, that he, you know, Glennon and I, when we were kind of going over to the podium where he was going to talk after, said, well, this is a test of, you know, how he reacts to negative stuff. Is he going to be defensive? And when it was done, we looked at each other and said, you know, how's that score on the defensive meter? Pretty high.
Yeah.
Pretty high.
So, PK, I want to get your thoughts on Jeffrey Simmons. Rex Road put him as an all-pro yesterday based on some of the body changes that he made. How much of a difference have you noticed in Jeffrey Simmons and his movement and the way that he looks out there?
He's been really good. But, I mean, he's you know, I'm not dismissing it, but he's usually pretty good in camp, really good in camp. He's supposed to be really good in camp, given his stature. You know, I wonder if something's not a brewing, because that young, I don't know if he was an up-and-comer. Simmons made him an up-and-comer when he let him negotiate his last contract, is out. An athlete's first,
yep.
Todd France, a giant in the industry, is in. That was announced yesterday. And Simmons is in his last year of big money. And you don't change agents for no reason. So something could be beginning to brew there. Now, he hasn't done or said anything that indicates it. But if you look at the numbers, you know, that's a guy that's going to want more guaranteed money sooner than later. And, you know, where the Titans stand on that, given the state of their roster and everything, that's an interesting question. But
yeah.
He's been very good.
Well, yeah. No, it's a good point by you. I will say that given and you know how it is, PK, it's like I hadn't been out there in a long time, and so I was like, who the heck is that in wearing 98? I mean, he has slimmed down to me significantly, and I think looks significantly quicker, which could definitely lead to, if he's healthy and things, you know, he looks the same way during games, I think it could definitely lead to taking the quarterback down a few more times this year, which could certainly help him. But I want to ask you another question about Cam Ward, PK. So let's take it away from these last few practices. We don't want to overreact, but let's say that he continues to struggle and the picks don't slow down, and it's just clear that right now he just hasn't caught up with the speed of the game, NFL defenses, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think there's a scenario where, like, Callahan, the coaches could reconsider and be like, you know what, maybe it's just not right to start this guy at Denver in week one. Maybe you start with Brandon Allen and then transition to Cam whenever it makes sense. Do you think that's possible?
No.
That wasn't even a word. He's like,
I think it would have been more possible if Will Levis was around. I mean, I think if it's the right thing to do, because they think that Cam is not ready, you've got to do it. But Brandon Allen, God, I mean, Brandon Allen against
just
Denver.
Just make noises.
It's just going to be so bad. So bad. I mean, they don't have, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this idea that they're basically tanking if Cam's down, right? That they don't have a legitimate backup if Cam's down. And I said, well, they've seemed to have decided that, you know, if Cam A isn't ready or B is hurt, that they'll take their lumps and take the draft pick. And he said, yeah, well, a lot of good that does for developing the rest of the roster. You know, that's also bagging a year of development for these wide receivers and offensive linemen and all of that. And I hadn't really thought of that, but if you think of that, that's pretty striking. Yeah. What does that do for the 2 4th round draft picks at receiver and Helm?
Build some nice chemistry with Brandon Allen, yeah, and then maybe even a little good Tim Boyle.
Yeah. So that plan is really not a plan. I look forward to you playing back my
Oh God.
Imagine if you had said Tim Boyle.
All right, PK, last thing for you here. Help me with this. So, obviously, you know, Will Levis electing to have surgery. There are some people in the Titans clearly that don't love the timing of that. However, I saw the picture he put out the other night, and I'm not a doctor. I'm no medical expert. But I saw it, and I was like, well, that's gross. How could they have possibly not thought that surgery would not have been needed on that at some point? So how do you kind of view those two things when you saw the picture that Levis put out there on social media the other night?
Yeah, okay, so I asked the same question in the press room, and somebody told me that he kind of can do a weird thing with his shoulder that makes it look that way, that he was doing that pre-injury where he, like, pops it or shapes it awkwardly the way he can hold his shoulder. So I'm not positive that that's injury related. The AC joint is inside the shoulder. So I don't know if your AC joint being messed up is something that you can see on the outside, is it?
Right? I don't know. I have no clue.
But if it's messed up, don't you think that – I think that something like that could have – I don't know. I'll stop.
It was concerning. I'll put it that way.
It looked weird. You think he can make it look like that just normally?
Yes.
Okay. We got some serious Twitter doctor conflicts here out in the world. Okay. Well, hold on. I got one more thing for you.
I'm skeptical that that is entirely or even at all injury related.
Okay.
But I don't know either.
Yeah, we need to get to the bottom of this. But I got one more for you. You know, whenever we bring up any like media criticism or questions to the press, or then people always are like, oh, yeah, Nashville soft media. And that's not what I'm saying at all. But, PK, yesterday you got not one person just ask Callahan, okay, what was your analysis of Cam's day the day before? I know it sucks that you have to get him the next day, but, like, there's all this, like, all these other questions about the follow-up. Like, I wanted to hear his analysis of the picks and the day, and no one asked him that. I count on you to direct things over there, okay? Help us out.
I think that's why, Joe. I mean, I know you are a day after show, but the rest of us operate in the day of.
We're the morning after show. And,
yeah. And
low T show.
I think it's built to help him not have to answer.
But you guys asked all these questions about Cam, like, you know, bouncing back and everything. Just ask, what was your analysis of the day? That's so obvious. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes something slips. I'll go on the other side and say where Cam was avoiding, I finally said, how do you think you played the last 2 days? And that got the we are mid answer. Yeah,
that's exactly the question. That's great. So just do that with Brian.
Thank you for your coaching.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Run a couple laps, and I'll get back to it. All right.
I think I'll start coming in for an hour and a half on Wednesday mornings for you to coach me.
Yeah, just lessons with Rex Rhodes. Yeah,
remember the breath mints.
Yeah. PK, thank you, brother. Appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Ginger.
Yes, ginger juice in there. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com. A lot of sounds made in that segment. We got the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up next. Charles Robinson at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
That would mayonnaise. That's your guy.
Are the Titans low T?
Can you believe this? Doug Flutie and Frank Thomas. You guys look great.
Brian, you guys have low T?
This is a low T alert.
Are you the Tennessee Titans or the Tennessee Itans?
Hey, isn't that Frank Thomas?
Yeah, the big hurt.
Wowza.
Do you have any tea at all?
My wee-wee gets erect.
Take off your robe.
Gonna get to you, girl.
I don't even know if I could speak.
God. Was that not an FCC violation?
Joe! Floor is yours. I can't do it right now.
He actually said those words. and I guarantee you the rest of the sentence was like, watching Joe Burrow complete a 9-yard out pattern. what?
It's too early for this.
We all need maybe step back and, you know, stop touching ourselves. I mean, seriously. All right, I'm pivoting.
Low T.
Yep. I'm pivoting because I was gonna. I'll save the rant I was gonna do. It's a worthwhile rant. I mean, it has to do with a former employer and a practice that they have started engaging in. Yeah. It really bothers me. We can push that off to another day. I mean, I got one. Actually, I remembered, Robbie, the one I got. Bryce Harper. Man, I mean, this guy, he deserves a rant too. But I think we need to keep going here with PK's little,
Archie, he makes his shoulder do weird things. Oh, my God. Is it Gumby?
I mean, what? So someone sent us, I really think that he's wrong.
I have no idea.
So Trevor sent us. I mean, again, this is like from, it's an AI Google medical thing, but I think it's right. It says, yes, an AC joint injury can make the shoulder appear deformed, especially in more severe cases. This is often due to the separation of the acromioclavicular AC joint. I mean, I've never knew that that's what the full word is for an AC joint.
Sure, yeah.
I know I didn't ski a tig of that, but I bet you I butchered it pretty good. But the AC joint, I'm going to continue reading, where the collarbone and shoulder blade meet, leading to a visible bump or bulge at the top of the shoulder, end quote. I don't think that Levis was just doing a party trick there.
I have no idea.
I could be wrong, but I don't think. I want to know who in the media room told PK this. You're now citing the media room as a source. Is Andrew?
I don't know.
Is it Andrew? Who in the media room is like, no, Levis, he can just do that stuff with his shoulder. I can't. Come on. I can't buy that. I think that I'm not going to go all the other way. Like I know for sure that, like, you know, that it's this, that was way more severe, and it's amazing he could have even thrown it. Obviously, he was throwing a football. He's throwing a football just fine. You cannot tell me that what Will Levis showed on that picture where he said, I can't wait to get rid of this little guy or whatever he said, was just like something he can do at any point in his life.
Well,
there's no way.
If it is and it has nothing to do with the injury, then why is he making a post that says, last night with this little guy right here?
Right.
It's kind of weird. They just trying to like smooth things over from deciding to have surgery right before training camp starts? I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if it really is something he's always just been able to do, like at school, some kids do like the armpit farts, and Levis is over here like, hey, look at my shoulder. Just like it protrudes out of his shirt. Oh, my God. Put him in the talent show.
It's like, holy crap, he can do that.
Wow.
Maybe they should have held on to him as quarterback.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's like, it's almost like creating a third arm for yourself.
All right, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's welcome in Charles Robinson in the next segment. We'll get into all things NFL with him. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.